Stop it. Stop it.
Meh. Stop. Stop.
Stab it. Stab it. Stab it.
Stab into a slip, Jim.
Matt, stop.
What am I doing?
Stop.
Why am I doing this?
All right.
It's how babies are made.
This is how babies are made. You're right. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, I just take my medicine. Hold on.
Take your medicine.
Take it, you dirty girl. Take it all.
Also, give me a second. I think I just got a text here.
Well, like you just got a sext.
So, Mom, actually.
Okay, probably not.
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, my. It's just you and me, Internet.
Sorry, we kind of come back home, so there's fanfare.
Huh? What?
Gunny got out again?
Yeah.
God damn it, Ken.
Why do you keep doing this? What is wrong with your house? Stop having so many holes.
There are no holes in the house. I guess there's just something wrong with the door, and it just doesn't latch right.
Or he's a cat, and he just naturally knows how to escape.
Because I know he got out of your old house just because he was able to, like, find a hole in the ceiling that led to a hole in the roof or something.
Some crazy bullshit like that. He climbed up a fucking ladder.
And then
a fucking ladder.
That ladder wasn't even there before. That ladder wasn't even there. He set that ladder up. He's a cat.
He went and he got that. That ladder wasn't even in the house.
He went to Home Depot. He bought that ladder.
I don't know how he did that so that he could get out.
I don't know where he found the money. How did he find the...
How did he learn to speak English?
How did he get to Home Depot? The closest one's 20 miles away.
This just doesn't add up.
I'm so confused.
Unless he maybe built the ladder out of spare parts he found lying around the house.
Also...
Let's not get ridiculous here, Charlie.
And then there's a sad puppy.
The puppy doesn't like fires.
There is a sad puppy, yeah. She also doesn't like people that don't, that they're too busy watching movies or being on Skype calls to keep petting her constantly.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were a puppy, you would want someone
to pet her. She also gets upset about people that don't walk out into the hallway to pet her.
Hey, so you, come out here and pet me or I'm gonna whine. Come here, dog.
Get out here, I'm a punch face.
No, you come to me.
Puppy, why are you so needy?
A willpower, because I want to get know the prices of these spices.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Prices of the Spices by Charlie Olmsted.
This CD also includes sweats and the ability to do squats forever. For a low, low price of $9.99, you can get this and many more. Please.
You can get this on one CD or 1,008 tracks.
Please.
Or a convenient cassette.
Oh, please support your local Olmsted. Thank you very much. Good night.
This is going back into feed that one joke commercial we have where it's just me, like,
Oh, God, yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't?
No.
Charlie?
No.
Charlie, I'm gonna goddamn break you.
No.
I'm gonna break you over my fucking knee.
No.
And then you'll have to...
What the fuck is happening? What the fuck are you guys talking about? Stop.
Oh, you do this all the time, Matt. Now you know how it feels.
Anyways.
I know, and I also know the perfect comeback.